Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Benchmark US equity indices were mixed as geopolitical tensions remained firmly in focus. The Dow inched 8 points higher, however the broader S&P 500 slipped 0.2% and the technology-centric NASDAQ down 0.3%. In merger and acquisition news, Caesars Entertainment surged 14.5% after the casino operator agreed to be bought out by Eldorado Resorts for more than US $17 billion, including debt. However, Bristol Myers Squibb fell 7.4% after the company announced its $74 billion merger with Celgene Corp would be delayed until the end of 2019 or early next year. Elsewhere, President Trump signed an executive order imposing new US sanctions on Iran on Monday, with Washington blaming Tehran for the downing of an unmanned American drone last week. President Trump said the measures would target Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini. In US economic data, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index improved to negative 0.05 in May from the negative 0.48 reading recorded in April. In US corporate earnings, FedEx Corp reports fiscal fourth quarter earnings after the closing bell of tonight's session, while home builder Lennar Corporation posts second quarter earnings. European bourses settled with modest losses. Germany's DAX fell 0.5%. Daimler fell 3.8% after the automaker issued a profit warning, cutting its 2019 earnings outlook after lifting provisions for issues related to its diesel vehicles by hundreds of millions of euros. In M&A news, German retailer Metro AG rejected an unsolicited takeover bid from EP Global Commerce. Francis CAC slipped 0.1%. Eurofin Scientific, a global competitor of ASX-listed ALS Limited, fell 3.9% after the French food and biopharma testing company warned of the material impact of a recent cyber attack on second quarter results. In economic data, the Ifo Institute said its German business climate index fell to a reading of 97.4 in June, its lowest level since November 2014. London's FTSE 100 eked out a 0.1% gain. Base metals were firmer across the board. Copper added 0.2% to 270.61 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium gained 2%, nickel up 0.7%, and zinc rebounding 2.4%. The benchmark spot iron ore contract eased 22 cents to $116.77 a metric tonne. Gold futures logged a third session of gains, adding $18.10 or 1.3% to $1,418.20 an ounce, off an earlier session high of $1,424.90 an ounce. It was the highest settlement for the front month contract since the 28th of August 2013 and came after a 4.1% gain for the yellow metal last week. All prices were mixed. WTI settled 47 cents higher at $57.90 a barrel, building on last week's strong gains that left the contract up 8.8%. Brent fell 34 cents or 0.5% to $64.86 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 4.5 basis points to 2.02% after climbing 6.5 basis points last Friday. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is slated to discuss the US economy at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York tonight. Separately, it was confirmed that Fed Chair Powell will give his twice-yearly testimony on monetary policy and the state of the economy before the Financial Services Committee in the House of Reps on the 10th of July. Australian dollar is firmer this morning, buying approximately 69.65 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.